This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
In the fall of 2007, outreach nurse Donna Kelly recognized that books had often become the common ground between her and her homeless patients. From Donna's original idea, a book club was developed for residents at the 2100 Lakeside Shelter for Men in Cleveland, Ohio, and later in Joseph's Home, a transitional shelter for homeless people. The Homeless Health Literacy Book Club was the first of its kind in the U.S. We're joined on the line today by Donna Kelly, an outreach nurse, and by Janice Contreras, Director of Development, both with CARE Alliance in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to People First Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
Donna, we'll start by asking you, how did this all start?
Well, I was doing a clinic, a health clinic in one of the homeless shelters here in Cleveland, Ohio, and noticed that there were a lot of men around where I was doing clinic reading books. And to engage them, I'm a big reader myself, I would ask them, what are you reading? And, you know, how about your book? And even though they weren't asking me questions about their medical condition, they would discuss books with me. And then as I gathered a relationship with these gentlemen, they would begin to come up to me and say, well, you know, I'd like you to look at my leg. And I was supposed to be on this kind of medicine. And I found that reading books and having these gentlemen read and sharing ideas about books was a great door opener to health teaching.
Sort of set up a situation where they felt that you weren't imposing on them and a more dignified opportunity for them to seek help.
Exactly. And I think also that it's a great opportunity for them in the book club to have people listen to what they say. These are quite brilliant men, actually, and to have people listen to their ideas and their experiences is something that a lot of them have not experienced for quite some time. So to raise someone's level of self-esteem also raises their feeling of worth in themselves and motivation to take care of themselves better.
Donna, tell us about the transition that occurred between, you know, kind of touching base with people on books they'd read and actually gathering together as a group, and I anticipate that you shared common reading experiences.
Well, this is where Janice Contreras came in, because I came back to my clinic and my administration offices and was sharing with Janice, who is our marketing director here, how much I was enjoying these conversations with these guys and what I was learning from them in the shelter while I was doing clinic. And, you know, there's a big interest in health literacy, and we were trying to develop our health literacy here at CARE Alliance, which is Cleveland's health care for the homeless. And she said, well, we can do this. This is a wonderful opportunity for us. And in collaboration with Cleveland Public Library, we started the first homeless book club at the 2100 Lakeside, which is the largest emergency shelter in this part of the United States. And so we started a kickoff, and men started coming, and it's been really beautiful.
Janice, welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yes, I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. And as you've been hearing, we were just touching base with Donna about the origins of the book club. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about CARE Alliance and its role in the community there.
Sure. CARE Alliance Health Center is a federally qualified health center with a specific focus on ensuring health care for individuals and families who are experiencing homelessness or living in public housing. So we see basically anyone who does not have insurance, who is underinsured, and definitely under federal poverty levels. A lot of times this population has significant barriers into accessing health care in any other system. So it's important for us to be able to be innovative in our approach and looking into health care, and how can we meet our patients or individuals, again, who face significant barriers to care in a non-threatening way in which we could take care of them in a dignified manner. And that's a lot of what Donna does in our street medicine outreach program, is really try to reach out to those people that for whatever reason face barriers to care.
So Donna shared her experiences talking with some of the patients that she had about books and about their reading experiences. And your response was?
Well, I thought it was phenomenal. You know, again, a lot of what she does is basically being out on the streets, being out in places where individuals may congregate that face chronic conditions, or people that are living out on the streets under bridges in extreme weather conditions. And so obviously huge public health factor there. So we're always looking for innovative ways to reach this population, and doing it through books just seemed phenomenal for us. It's something that they already had an interest in. They homeless individuals are avid readers, and we've learned that through this process. And so what more than to meet them in a non-threatening way and something that they enjoy doing, and then incorporating the health literacy into that piece, and then empowering them from that level instead of coming from it as, we are the experts, we are your doctor, this is how it's done. Basically letting them guide the process and empower themselves through books, and it's just been phenomenal for us. We thought that when we started the book club that nobody would show up. You know, they're like, all these ladies must be crazy. They think we're going to read books. And on the contrary, we've had an enormous response, and the group continues, and we've actually expanded it with very little to no resources because the interest has been so huge. So it's just been phenomenal for us.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. We're joined on the phone by Donna Kelly, an outreach nurse, and Janice Contreras, Director of Development for Care Alliance Health in Cleveland, Ohio. Donna Kelly founded a book club for homeless people at a Cleveland shelter in the fall of 2007 with the help of Janice Contreras. Donna, what was your experience like at the start of this, and how does it compare to your feelings now about the impact that this program has been making?
This has been an incredible learning experience for me, and what I find the most interesting is the type of books. We have read all kinds of genres and the type of books that we're reading, and so I think the choice of books that the men have has been a learning experience for me. We've just finished reading A Team of Rivals, which is quite a very long book, and we, by Doris Kearns Goodwin, and had the opportunity then to have a field trip where the book club members had the opportunity to meet her. And that was a wonderful thing. The men were very excited, and I thought, I would never have thought at the beginning of this book club that any of these men would delve into an over 900-page book and take notes and study and come up with ideas, and it was really pretty wonderful. And we had a summer last summer of reading Dean Koontz and horror stories and the excitement and thrill of that for them, and it was pretty wonderful. Another book that we read that was pretty profound was Tim O'Brien's book, The Things They Carry, which is about Vietnam. I have quite a large population of veterans, Vietnam veterans, in book clubs, and this book was about the things they carry while they're in war, and then when they come home, the things they carry from the war.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
a
was
powerful
a great learning experience for me also.
Are there women involved in any of these book clubs?
Well, yes. I just started a book club at the Emergency Women's Shelter. We've read The Secret Life of Bees. A woman in the book club asked that we read Scarlet Letter because she felt marginalized and felt like the character in the Scarlet Letter, and so we finished reading Scarlet Letter. In these two books, we were able to follow up with movies, which is something we do with the book club also. If we're reading a book that there's been a movie, we try to watch the movie also as part of a field trip. And so we watched both of those movies. So we've read Secret Life of Bees with the women and Scarlet Letter, and we are now reading Their Eyes Were Watching God.
And your local library supports you in this endeavor by how do they participate?
Well, the Cleveland Public Library has been wonderful and supportive in providing books that the men read. And sometimes the men and women have choices. For example, with Scarlet Letter, we did buy those books because that was a choice that was not available by the library, and it was something that the women were excited in reading. We just had one of our local high schools donate a large donation of books that they needed to get rid of, and so our men's shelter has just finished reading The Gathering of Old Men, which was a very fast read, so they read that in several days, and so it was a quick book that we read, but it was great.
I can hear the excitement in your voice when you talk about this project.
I'm just looking at the article that I came across, which ultimately led me to kind of putting this into our topic binder here and then calling you, and I'm so grateful that both you and Janice have been able to join us today. There's a couple of things here, and one is your quote, which is, sometimes healthcare isn't just passing out pills, it's about having a continuing relationship with my patients. And there's also a quote by Willie Griggs, who says, we love books. And he has had heart surgery and walks with a cane, the article notes. Quote, we don't have a TV we can carry around with us. I'm almost getting the sense that you'll likely be visited, if you haven't already been so, visited by researchers who want to look into the relationship that you've been able to develop around the interest in books. Have you had interest from post-secondary campuses or from colleges or universities?
Not yet. That would certainly be interesting. What I'm hoping from this is that, and you know, coming in, interest in from Vancouver, that's really exciting. I would love to have a group of providers come together in, you know, that would share this idea, and it could expand across international borders and expand. You know, it's the first homeless book club that we're aware of in the United States, and I would certainly love that to expand, because I've found it to be quite successful, you know, it's all about empowering people so that they feel better about themselves. All of our patients, especially our homeless ones, need to come away from us a little better than they were when they showed up. And Janice has something to add to that.
Yes, please.
Well, just like the experience for us has been through books, we've been able to expand and work on the health literacy of our patients, is giving providers that ability to think of innovative ways in which to address health care, that it's a little different than the typical provider-patient relationship that we're used to. So along with the comment that Donna made, is that ability to think of creative ways in which you could really empower people about their health care, that is not always dictating what they need to be doing and what they're not doing enough of, but looking at ways that they themselves will feel good and could take the lead in improving, specifically when you're dealing with populations who are facing barriers to healthcare or are experiencing chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and so forth, obesity, and so forth. So I think that would be important as well.
Janice Contreras, I was saying to Donna Kelly just a moment ago that we're very grateful that the two of you have been able to join us today for this discussion. It's been really interesting, and I hope, in fact, as Donna has suggested, that anyone listening to this broadcast will consider the possibility of entering into this kind of, I guess you'd say, shared creative relationship with people who are homeless or hard to house.
Definitely. Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Janice, if people want to know more about the book club, I believe they can find information at the Care Alliance website.
They sure can, www.carealliance.org, and there's information. There's actually even a news clipping in which Donna was in one of our local TV stations talking about our book club. Mm. So there's definitely even video footage that people could learn more about what Care Alliance does, and specifically our health literacy initiative.
And I went to your website. Well, I've been there a few times. I went this morning and discovered some very nice YouTube clips as well there.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Janice Contreras, and please give our thank yous again to Donna Kelly. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All the best.
Donna Kelly is an outreach nurse, and Janice Contreras is the Director of Development with Care Alliance Health. They joined us on the phone today from Cleveland, Ohio. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, chly.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.